You know, every street in India has a temple. Every street. Some as small as a shoebox. You go into any Hindu home, and I've seen it, they'll have a shrine there where they offer offerings every day. You know, maybe fruit, things like that. That was sold, you know, during the 70s, and of course it's still going on, but during the 70s, there was the Transcendental Meditation movement. You had to bring an offering. It's Hinduism. And then they would give you the name of a Hindu god to chant. There's only so many names they used. So it wasn't a secret just for you, as they told people. Because I've told people their mantra. And how did you know that? Well, that's because there's not that many of them. Even though there's a lot of Hindu gods, that bunch only had so many Hindu gods they followed. But Hinduism is based on fear, through fear of death. If we don't do this, we have all these idols that we have to worship, because if we don't, they'll kill us and we'll go to hell. Or we won't, you know, in their case, we'll be reincarnated as a bug and not a rat, you know. Religion, the Bible says that they were held in bondage. Jesus came to preach deliverance to the captives. They were held in bondage through fear of death by religion. You see, when I was in Vietnam, I never had any fear of death. Why? I didn't believe in hell. How can you fear hell if you don't even believe in hell? Right? I didn't have any fear of it because I didn't believe it. But you see, religion then holds you in bondage. Religion is the vice that Satan uses to hold you in bondage. Paul said this of himself in his former life of religion in Philippians chapter 3. And as I said, I started out just to talk about the benefits of righteousness, but I'm following the Spirit of God because religion is a curse on mankind. I don't know if you've ever had your hand in a vice. I caught my hand in a dough roller one time and it wasn't easy to get out. Had to have somebody get a wrench and back it up. Amen. And they're not rubber like those old wringer washers. They're steel. Philippians chapter 3, verse 2. Beware of dogs. He's talking about religious people here. He's calling religious folks dogs. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the mutilation. He's talking about those who said you had to be circumcised. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. By flesh here, Paul means religion. The Williams translation says, we have no confidence in outward ceremonies. The Good News Bible says, we don't put trust in external ceremonies. The Easy to Read version says, we don't trust in ourselves or anything we can do. Paul said, though I might have confidence in the flesh or in religion, if anyone thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. And then he lists his religious credentials. Verse 5, circumcised the eighth day. That would be like infant baptism today. Of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. This is who Paul was before he got born again. Concerning the law, a Pharisee. In other words, concerning the law, a persecutor of the truth. Satan's, you know, the Pharisees were Satan's greatest tools in the days of Jesus. Verse 6, concerning zeal, persecuting the church. Concerning righteousness, which is of the law, blameless. He said, even though I was involved in killing people, I was there when they stoned Stephen. I was the instigator, and they laid their coats at my feet. I was blameless in the law. In fact, he was promoted. That's why they sent him to Damascus. But what things were gained to me? All those things were gained to him. They certainly weren't gained to God or others. These I've counted loss for Christ. But indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him. In Him there's no condemnation. We read that. Not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness is which is from God by faith. Christ, Romans 10:4, Christ is the end of the law, the end of religion for righteousness to everyone who believes. You know, when we're talking to people who are unsaved, religious people, I think we ought to stress, we ought to get to the underlying motive, which is to be declared they're trying to become righteous. And we sometimes give them doctrine in this, but the fact is we need to get to the tool and dull the tool that Satan's using, which is the promise of righteousness. Because when you talk to good practitioners, oh brother, over the years I've talked to a lot of people, well, you know, especially they talk about their dad. My dad was a 32nd degree Mason. You ever heard that statement? Absolutely. What does that mean? Nothing. That's what that means. Nothing. Romans 4:2, for if Abraham was justified by works or by religious service or sacraments or rituals, he has something of which to boast, but not before God. You're not going to stand before God and say, well, you know, I was a 32nd degree Mason. You were a what? For what does the Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. You got to believe that that don't mean nothing, that other stuff. It doesn't amount to a hill of beans with God. Therefore, you know, people have talked about the Roman road to salvation, and, you know, there used to be a saying that when Rome dominated the world, that all roads led to Rome. And of course, that was so they could get the taxes back. Bring those taxes in. Get the soldiers out and the taxes in. Build a road. And they did build roads. The biblical signpost on the Roman road is Romans 3:20. But 3:20 says, therefore by the deeds of the law, which means religion, therefore by the deeds of religion, no flesh will be justified in His sight. For by religion is the knowledge of sin, or by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God apart from religion is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is through faith in Jesus Christ, to all and on all who believe. For there's no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. In other words, being declared justified, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. But notice it says, for there's no difference. Now he's saying the Jews and the Greeks. Well, the Greeks got a lot of religions. Amen? Meaning the Goyim, the non-Jews, the Goyim they're called in the Hebrew. All religions and all people trusting in religion fall short of the glory of God. All people. It doesn't matter. There says there's no difference. There's no difference between Jews, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, Muslims, Catholics, Hindus. They all fall short of the glory of God because they fall short of the righteousness of God. See, that makes sense. If you were to read back in Exodus chapter 33, Moses said, show me your glory. And God said, I'm going to put you here in this rock, the cleft of this rock, and then I'm going to walk by and I'm going to declare my goodness. That's His glory. His righteousness is His glory, and His glory is His righteousness. So we fall short of the glory of God because we fall short of His righteousness. You see that? His righteousness is His glory. So righteousness is being declared not guilty, no condemnation. It's a legal position. God as judge has declared we're not guilty, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us. Titus 3:5. It gives us the ability. We have to avail ourselves of that ability, but it gives us the ability to stand in the presence of the Father without the sense of guilt. Why? Because there's no condemnation. Yeah, but no, there's no condemnation. None. Zero. No means none. It gives us the ability to come to the Father and stand in His presence as a beloved son or daughter. Amen. Without the sense of guilt or inferiority, as if sin never existed, because the person standing there, when you stand before God, it's not your body, it's your spirit. The whole plan of redemption was to restore us to righteousness. And that is so left out. Especially when people say, well, there's none righteous, no, not one. Well, then give it up. You've missed the whole point.